This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
And somebody must
well, good morning. This is WCNO's Prayer and Share. We're into the second week of our Prayer and Share. This is Thursday, so day nine. We have two more days counting today, and then God willing, we'll receive the gifts we need for the next 6 months, or at least we'll know they're on the way. And we all trust God. We start out trusting God. We end the day trusting God. In between those two points, we trust God. Jonathan's on the way. So, Jonathan, I know you're listening. God bless you. Be safe and get here in God's time, okay?
Do not close your eyes at the
Do
moment.
Not really close your eyes. I know it's tempting when we're praying to do that. And I do that constantly, except when I'm driving. In fact, when I'm driving, I seem to pray more. Well, let me tell you where we are, first of all. We, at this point in time, by the grace of God and through the generosity of you, our listeners, we have raised $137,726. And that's a praise God. That's a hallelujah. And we know the Lord's going to sustain us. And he's speaking to many people today and encouraging you to call in and give your gift. And that number would be 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. As we always do, though, in Prayer and Share, we begin with a scripture reading and with prayer. And this morning, I'm going to be reading from Psalm 103. And this is the Revised Standard Version, but everybody has a different version, but it's all the Word of the Lord. So let us open our hearts to the Word of God. David writes this. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like an eagle's. The Lord works vindication and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide. Nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor requite us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers that do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Well, this is the word of the Lord. That's a powerful word from God. It was given to David in his time. It has been given to believers throughout the ages, and it is given to us today. And I'm thankful. I know Karen and Sherry are thankful. Jonathan is thankful. And this is the core of the gospel is in here, my friends. And And we're going to offer some prayer. We're going to remember Israel this morning. We're going to remember then, as God leads us to, we're going to remember those in our listening audience. We'll be praying for you. We're going to be praying for the America, the needs of America today. Lord, we start with Israel. Father, we lift Israel up to you. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We begin with that, Lord, because you are peace. You are perfect peace. Your very nature is peace. Your nature is love. It's all perfect. And we pray for the rich outpouring of your Spirit today for the safety of Israel. Lord, we pray for those who are going out to secure the land, their military, and others who support them. Father, none of us celebrate war or the tragedies of war. We also know, and even Scripture supports, that from time to time you call your people to defend the nation. And so Israel today, your chosen people, in whom we have been grafted in, are supporting, they're defending their land against that incursion of the evil one. So we pray, lift up your favor to be upon them, Lord, and to enable them to be successful, and to put such fear of God in their enemy that they retreat and think twice about attacking. We pray also, Father, families are grieving today because of the horrific losses they've sustained. Men, women, children killed, massacred in the most horrendous way by these demonic forces. We pray for their grieving today. We pray you come alongside of them, Father, and that you impart to them the compassionate mercy of your Spirit, Father, to take them through this part of the valley of the shadow of death, and Father, in that time, heal their wounds and restore them. Father, we pray for the nations of the world today. Father, there is, if anything, a clear disparity between those who support Israel and those who do not. We pray, Lord, for your grace to move in such a way that leaders of nations would be brought to the foot of the cross. Lord, we pray, is this ambitious? Yes. Are we called to be ambitious in our prayer? Yes. We pray for the nations of the world, the leaders to come to the foot of the cross. And to realize, Lord, who you are, who you are as the God who created all of this, the God who called Israel out of obscurity into a nation that is your promised people, living in your promised land, Father, and that to know your relationship with them is to know how much you love all whom you've created. And may these days, as horrible as they are, be an opportunity for your Spirit to bring the truth to people who need to hear it, wherever they may be. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to pray today, to live in a nation that still has freedom of religion, freedom to pray, to express our faith. And Lord, we lift America up to you as a nation in covenant with you, and only one of two nations in the world that have that relationship with you, the other one being Israel. And because of the uniqueness of our nature as a nation and how you called us together in the very, very beginning of this land, Father, we seek your grace today. We seek the rich outpouring of your grace, the showering down of that blessing on this nation to be restored today. Lord, we are upset. We are angry in the chaos that's going on in our land. And we're also a people, Father, that needs your grace to remember that we are a people of hope. As Christians, those of us who believe, we are standard bearers of the hope of salvation, Father. We are the carriers of the wonderful infection of the gospel that, when it is received, transforms an individual and their whole life. Father, in these days of America, where our charge from you, the covenant that was made 400 years ago that you have honored and you are restoring us to honor, is to carry the gospel from our shores into the whole world. And this day is coming when you will call us to do that. Father, we pray for the ongoing revival that is wondrously burning in our land. The fire of the Spirit is ignited revival, Lord, in some of the most unexpected places, the universities and the colleges, where the hope of our future and the young people are. Continue, Father, to burn that fire. Send your Spirit. Bring souls to Christ. Not just that demographic, Lord, because you want this nation, every age, on fire for Jesus. And you're going to do it. You're going to do it. You're calling your church today to be faithful and hopeful and to articulate that to those around them who seem less so. Give us that grace, Father, that power from your throne room. Lord, shower us with it, that your church today would begin to move even more earnestly into a unity with you and with each of us in the body of Christ. The unity, Lord, that Jesus prayed for, that the beloved Apostle John recorded in the 17th chapter of his gospel. Lord, we pray today for our listeners, Father, that we pray for all of them, that all their needs would be met. Lord, look down upon those who care for this ministry, those who are part of the WCNO family. Lord, and you see their lives. They're open to you. They themselves may not entirely see the fullness of their lives, Lord, but you do. Oh, Lord God, release into their lives the grace, your power, your mercy, your provision, your healing, your power to move, to give jobs where there's unemployment. Lord, to give hope where there's despair. Lord, to bring joy where there is darkness. Into all of these lives, Lord, it is time. And you have said, I am enriching my people. Lord, I am pulling them together into what I want the church to be. And they are going to celebrate this. And they're going to be rejoicing. And no matter what happens on the outside of their lives, inside, I am going to give them the fullness of my Spirit. Oh, Father God, for all who are within the voice, the hearing of our voices this morning, no matter what medium is used, radio or the internet, Lord, may those people today be lifted up, be opened up to the enrichment of your perfect truth given to us today, that which we can count on. You are making changes, Lord. If there's anything, Lord, that we abhor, is change. Lord, we are human beings. Let us probably change. It's not something we desire to do. And yet, your change is life-giving. Your change is restorative. Your change is perfect. And Father, in the center of our hearts, and I don't care, no matter where we are in terms of our faith journey and what things you still need to do, Father, to move us forward closer in relationship and intimacy with you, that one thing we all share is a hunger to know you more and to serve you more. For those, Father, we pray, who upon whom your call rests to provide for this ministry.